Today's episode of Pod Smash is brought to you by FreshBooks.com. Get a 30-day free trial at gofreshbooks.com/blow. And BarkBox.com. Get one free extra month of BarkBox at getBarkBox.com/blow when you use code PBFEM. Buddies, it's Blow Jam Presents Pod Smash, the podcast that reviews podcasts. I'm your illustrious host, Steely Blow Jam, and with me as always and forever is my co-host and love bug, Ryan Blow Jam.
Sup?
Man, we took a week off, so there is a lot to cover, and we should probably just dive right in with our first segment, which is called Feed Me. We talk about our top three podcasts in our feed. Buggy, kick it off. I want to know.
All right. I'm going to kick it off with the old classic Harmontown. It's a comedy podcast with host Dan Harmon, Jeff Davis, Spencer Crittenden. This week's episode is called You Have 10 Seconds to Comply. You Have 10 Seconds to Comply. Oh, I can't do it. Whatever. Spencer wasn't there this week, but Rob Schraub filled in for him, which is sometimes even better. But their guest was actually Ed Neumeier, the writer and the creator of fucking RoboCop.
He's awesome.
Crazy. So Ed 209 was like kind of named after him. He's like, you have 10 seconds to comply.
Oh, I didn't get that.
Yeah. Ed Neumeier.
Gotcha.
So, like, Rob Schraub, and if you listen to Harmontown, they constantly reverence, like, RoboCop.
Oh, they're fanboys.
Yeah, definitely fanboys. So, big ups. It was a good one. All right, you ready?
I am ready. Once again, an old favorite for me is Dumb People Town, DPT, with hosts the Sklar Brothers and Daniel Van Kirk. Their guest was Dave Holmes, the first MTV runner-up VJ, and he should have totally won. He was like the man for the job, but Jesse won.
Jesse's the man. Come on,
Jesse's great. Jesse was on Harmontown.
Yeah.
He, like, that dude cannot finish a sentence. He wow. goes on and on.
He's definitely dope at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. More power to him.
Whatever.
But the stories were great for this. They take three stories in the news about just dumb people doing dumb things. And in this day and age, it's happening more and more. Or the access to that information is happening more and more. Or widening. But, yo, this story is so funny. Something went down at an Insane Clown Posse festival.
Oh, yeah.
And lawsuits, injuries, golf carts, the whole nine yards.
Yeah, there's a guy without any legs on a golf cart.
Oh, yeah. And his nickname, like, it could have been so much better. I'm not going to...
All right, yeah. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, we can't
really
spoil
hilarious.
It.
It's definitely, like, some guy with no legs on a golf cart, and there was, like, who's the other guy?
I don't know, somebody who's filing a lawsuit. You gotta listen and check it out.
It's different.
Speaking of lawsuits, their second story, how am I gonna phrase this one? He is suing Popeyes over their elusive chicken sandwich that was a part of, like, the chicken sandwich duel that they had with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, Popeyes won, and they're not gonna have any more chicken till, like, October now.
Exactly. So this guy's going around to all these Popeyes, like, waiting in line, trying to get this, you know, amazing sandwich, and he can't. And so he's suing them for whatever purpose. You have to listen to it to find out his reasoning or lack thereof.
I think the point is, like, they have the chicken, they can't get the bun.
Oh, and then they were like, bring your own bun.
Yeah, you can bring your own bun and have the chicken, but that's just great. You can just wait till October. You
know, right?
Really
it's almost upon us.
Or go to Kentucky Fried Chicken or go somewhere else. Go to Chick-fil-A or whatever.
The amount that he's suing them for is also very funny.
Yeah.
And I've talked about Dumb People Town a bunch on this show, but I never told you about their system when it comes to guessing games. They're always guessing how old people are.
Oh, yeah. They always have, like, a bet system.
Uh-huh. And so Daniel Van Kirk, he kind of knows, so he doesn't guess, but it's the Sklar brothers and whoever the guest is. So they, you know, guess how old the person is, how much the lawsuit is for, how much damage did they cause.
Yeah, and the podcast listener, I always guess. Sometimes I get it right. Like, I'm always guessing.
You're supposed to shout out loud your answer, no matter where you are. If you're in the office, you have to be like...
I do it sometimes.
$250,000.
I'm like, how old is this person? I'm like, 31.
He's 30. He's 45. And then...
And my boss down and look at me like, what?
Yeah.
Like, 31.
It's great. And you'll think that somebody's like 21, come to find out they're 75.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's like mind-blowing. Dumb People Town, Dave Holmes. And Dave was really funny, too. So, solid episode.
Oh, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a third? No, okay.
Oh, I forgot about the third one. All you need is those two. It makes it worth it.
All right, whatever. My second one is Reply All. It's a podcast about the internet hosted by PJ Vogt and Alice Golden. This week they did a really funny Yes, Yes, No. Yes, Yes, No is where their boss, Alex Bloomberg, comes to them with, like, he comes up with something from the internet, you know, like, something he doesn't understand, and he hopes that they can, like, explain it to them. So, it's pretty funny. So, this episode was called Bed Bugs and Aliens. They talk about the raid on Area 51 and the worst name you can call a New York Times writer. The original tweet was, Area 51, but for going to Brett Stevens' house and calling him a bed bug. So, yeah, check that out.
Okay. I'm interested.
If you know who Brett Stevens is.
I don't.
Oh, he's a New York Times columnist. He got really upset because someone on Twitter called him a bed bug.
Oh, I did hear about that, vaguely.
And then he wrote, like, a huge article about it in, like, the New York Times about how they used the term bed bugs for Jews in concentration camps. So he's accusing this guy of being, like, anti-Jew. And, it's not really. But it was just overreacting. Like, I don't know.
Reading
just,
into things.
It's really reading into it. It's really funny. You just gotta, like, well, yeah, you gotta listen to it.
Okay.
It's hard to explain. It's really hard to explain.
I'm down. And by the way, we always forget about our arbitrary rating system. So what would you give this episode? Think about it.
Well, I usually only rate the new ones, but...
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll read it for you. It's 5 question marks and an exclamation point and a couple of rainbows.
I give it over the pants hand job and a reach around.
Oh, wait, both combined? Or separate?
Separate.
Okay, all right, yeah, fair separate. Enough. You know what? I feel like I'm doing the same podcast. Is it because I'm not worldly enough, or is it because they're just, like, the best? That being said, my second choice is Chapo Trap House.
Oh, Chapo, nice.
Yes. It's
the exorcism thing?
No, no, because we missed a week, so it's definitely gotta have my pop. Hmm. Joe Biden told a story about Corn Pop, who's a bad dude.
Corn Pop is a bad dude. He ran with some bad guys.
Leave it up to Chapo to really eviscerate it and just make a mockery of the whole thing.
Oh, it's hilarious, too.
The Corn Pop story is, it's lore at this point. It's legendary. So Joe Biden, he was a lifeguard on the wrong side of town, and he got into a little scuffle, you know, trying to do his job, making sure that people are following the pool rules. Somebody stepped to him, and you got to listen to it to find out how it went down.
I'm currently writing a play about it. It's West Side Story-esque.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be airing at the Forum next month.
It really is like
it's
that.
It's going to be called Corn Pop is a Bad Dude. And there's definitely going to be like a knife fight, and there's going to be a chain involved. There's going to be chains and knife fights.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really cool.
True to the story.
You're going to love this play.
Act 1, Corn Pop.
Corn Pop is a bad
It's just Joe Biden doing a monologue at a podium.
Yeah, there's some other guy named Mouse, right? And there's another guy, like Tiny or
something. Yeah,
all
right.
It's like 50s, like, all right, sorry.
Yeah. Yes, listen to it.
So my number 3rd best one is Radiolab. It's a science podcast with hosts Robert Krowich and Jed Abumrad. This week's episode was called Sippy Love. This episode was about eels and where they come from and how they reproduce. Eels come from somewhere in the ocean, no one really knows. They grow up in rivers and freshwater, and they don't get sexual organs until like way later in life. Then they go back to the ocean and reproduce. So they're kind of like a reverse salmon.
Whoa.
You know, salmon's like start in the river and then go to the ocean. They spawn in the river and then go to the ocean and then come back and spawn again.
And then die, yeah.
So it's, eels like a reverse.
They start in the ocean.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. They're
but they don't get their sexual organs till later in life. They're like, how are eels reproducing? Because they're cutting them open and they're like, got no, like, because they live up to 80 years, so they have to find
what?
Like an, you have to find like an 80 year old like eel
in order to find the sex organs.
Find the sex organs, yeah.
Wow, I never thought about the anatomy or life cycles of eels before.
I know, it was a really cool episode. Made me really think about it.
Okay.
Like Robert Krulwich, he actually caught an eel, right? And like the one guy was like, described the touch of an eel. He said it was called silky love. That's why it's called silky love. And he touched it, he's like, wow, they actually are, like, kind of silky. It's like, they're not, like, slimy. It's, like, touching, like, something really soft and silky. So, it's cool.
Eels are misunderstood.
I guess, yeah.
So, the episode is called Silky Love. That's why I okay. was, like, kind of put off by that title. I'm like, Silky yeah, Love? I don't weird. Know.
It's kind of weird. Cause the guy was, like, a seal, like an eel fanatic, the guy he was talking to. Not seals, but.
There are some people who, like, you know, kind of the misfit animals.
He's like, how would you describe how they feel? He's like, silky love. And he's like, well, that's weird. And he touched one, he's like, oh, you're right.
I want some silky love with you later.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have another one? Or?
I do. So to round up my top three, it actually wasn't this week, it was last week as well. The Daily by the New York Times. Hey, New York Times. They've, you know, they've been in the news.
I'm Michael Barbaro.
It's News in the News. Yes, it's hosted by Michael Barbaro. And this one is called Keeping Harvey Weinstein's Secrets. And Keeping Harvey Weinstein's Secrets. It was mind-blowing. He's like kind of like old news when it comes to the current news cycle. This story was mind-blowing and shocking because the two...
He fucked everyone in Hollywood?
Well, you know, there are some really odd players on his side.
Yikes.
That being the two most prolific women's rights or female attorneys, defense attorneys, Lisa Bloom and Gloria Allred. And I didn't know that Lisa Bloom is Gloria Allred's daughter. And they always represent victims all the time. Well, guess what? They were on his side trying to cover it up.
Well, guess what? He has a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
And Weinstein and Jay-Z were going to make a movie out of Lisa Bloom's book. So everything got exposed. Email chains, all this, where she's like, you know, I can protect you. I can do this for you. I know what the situation is. It's very disgusting. She's going on the cable news shows. I see her on AM Joy like almost every other weekend.
She's not good at it.
No, she's not. She's a hypocrite.
She wants money. That's
yeah. Money, notoriety, and yeah, it's really fucking fucked up. So listen to that, please.
Damn.
You know what else we should listen to?
Ads?
Yeah.
What?
For you, the spectacular listener is a blowjam, FreshBooks is offering a 30-day free trial to try out their service. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use invoicing software designed exclusively for small business owners who bill for their time and expertise. Some of the key benefits, well, hey, helps you get organized and get paid, motherfucker. You need that money, yo. Make that cash money. It's easy to use. That's really important. As a matter of fact, Forbes magazine calls FreshBooks incredibly user-friendly, in quotes, and that's a fact. It saves time billing. FreshBooks customers spend less time on their paperwork, freeing up to 2 days a month to focus on the work that they love, or the work that they hate, but you gotta make that money. It helps grow your business. FreshBooks is built to support the needs of growing businesses. On average, customers double their revenue in the first 24 months. Oh my God. And this one is neat. So it's not a bloated, one-size-fits-all accounting solution. FreshBooks is designed exclusively for small, service-based business owners who bill for their time and expertise so they can get organized and get paid. Saves time, saves money. Shit, it makes money. So how do you get this awesome deal? Well, to try it free for 30 days, just go to gofreshbooks.com and enter Blowjam in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Blowjam is also brought to you today by BarkBox. Yo, we love BarkBox, especially our dog Tito. So, BarkBox is offering an opportunity to receive one free extra month at BarkBox.com. Mention some of these features and benefits, yo. Well, established in 2011, BarkBox is committed to making dogs happy, and they work with local and independent businesses to achieve this. I know I hate going to the pet store. It's really nice to get a bunch of cool stuff in the mail. Ships on the 15th of every month. That's something to look forward to in the middle of the month. How does it work? Well, you choose your dog size, small and cute, just right, or big and bold. Tito is big and bold. Choose a plan. 1, 6, or 12-month plans are available. Cancel anytime. Free shipping. I like the sound of that. Probably not going to want to cancel, but it's nice to have that option. Free shipping, that's what's up. So, BarkBox is a great way to try a variety of treats and toys that you might not otherwise be able to find. Scout's Honor, if your dog does not like something in the box, we'll send you something they'll love for free because they're all about your dog's happiness. I highly recommend this if you have a puppy, an old doggy, any doggy. Does your friend have a doggy? That'd be a nice hookup. So, how's this going to work, guys? So you can receive one free month. You go to getbarkbox.com/blow and use code PBFEM, peanut butter feminist. That's how you can remember that. So it's P as in Peter, B as in boy, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, M as in Mary. Again, that's getbarkbox.com/blow and use code PBFEM to receive an extra month of BarkBox for free. And we're back. Let's kick off the second half of the show with news in the Blowjam universe. I'm going to throw it to you, Ryan.
All right, so we had some news. We went to a Galaxy Brewing Company. We went to see Floodlands, shout out the robots. We met the guys from Otoduro Parlay Hour. Met the guys from Horizon 607. The guys from Three Fat Nerds. 607 Podcast represent.
Yeah, you were doing a segment all about the 607 Podcast. It's weird and cool to finally meet in person.
It's pretty cool. They didn't realize that we're like the OG.
Yeah, we've been doing this for 4 years.
We've been doing it for way too long.
Yeah, I know. Back when you had to explain what podcasts were to people.
Yeah, they're like, how do you get ads? I'm like, oh, I can't. I'll tell you about it later.
Yeah. It was a neat concert or show because it was for RoberCon, Comic-Con at the Roberson Science Museum.
For all the cons they're going to go to. RoberCon's kickoff.
There's a ScareCon, if I'm not mistaken, in Rochester.
Yeah, ScareCon in Rochester, and they got the RoboCon here, and then there's another one in Oneana.
The ScareCon sounds, like, badass. Yeah. He's got, like, some really good panelists.
Yeah, some people from, I think...
They're doing a bunch of Phantasm stuff.
Phantasm guys. They got the guy from Hellraiser.
Mm. Pinhead.
Oh, that's crazy.
What?
Yeah, Pinhead himself.
Pinhead.
Yeah, dude.
So, definitely Google it. And if you're around Rochester or you're that hardcore into it, you should go.
I would check that shit out. Yeah. Definitely, man.
All right. Hell yeah.
And also, in Blowjam News, we've been jamming with a new drummer. His name's Matt. Hopefully this works out. Maybe we could get back out there and do some live shit, but we'll
yeah,
see.
Yeah, we talked about it on the last Blow Jam episode, and he, like, everything worked out really well.
We jammed a bunch, and we really clicked.
Yeah, we were gelling.
Yeah, we definitely were.
Nice. Yeah, that is something, that's something special right there.
I feel good about this.
Yep, got a good feeling.
Try to stay positive.
Mm-hmm. And I have something that I can't really talk too much about because it's still in the early developmental stages.
Okay.
But my good friend and consummate podcaster, Jim Mack, and I are starting a new project. And all I can tell you is that it's his concept, and it's unlike anything anybody else has ever done. And it will fill a void in your life that you didn't even know was a void.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, that was a great build-up. And that's all I can tell you right now.
I'm like,
So it'll be, you know, several weeks because we're doing this right.
I can see how it could be baller production. I can see how it could be funny, but I can see how it could go, like, south, too. I can see it both ways, but...
So you're basically reviewing our podcast before we've even recorded yeah. an episode?
Yeah. Well, maybe I should wait to review it, but... Well, I hope
like
it goes... Actually, I hope it goes good for you guys.
Aw, thank you.
I really do.
Thank you. Oh, and also, so this is just a funny story real quick. When we were leaving Galaxy last night, Ryan got an Uber. And the woman who picked us up happened to... give us a ride from the Avenue DIY show that we played.
Yeah, it was a month ago.
Or no, yeah, it was at the Shenango stage. And yeah, we were going to the south side of Binghamton, and she drove us to the north side.
No, we're coming from a funeral.
Oh.
Yeah, we're coming from the American
Legion. Yeah, we were coming from Kev Barra's mom's funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So she made everything worse. She was driving us in the opposite direction to rake up the price of the ride.
Yeah, because we're all dressed up, like, suit and ties, but we just went to a funeral, and she thought we were, like, maybe we had money, and she's mm-hmm. like, I need to drive this way to avoid college kids, and, like, I live on the south side. She drove all the way to the north side. I'm like, why are you driving to the north side? I live on the south side. She's like, I'm trying to avoid college kids. I'm like, it's... a thing in Uber that says you have to follow the GPS directions. And other Uber drivers have told me this.
And she was arguing with you, and you called her stupid, and then she's like, I'm going to pull over.
She's stupid.
Yeah, yeah. But then she said, I'm going to pull over and let you off on the side of the highway, and, like, Joey's got a cane, and we're just like, all right, like, we got to go through this. Anyway, when we called the Uber last night... she's the one who came.
Yeah, and then she reported me.
Yeah, well, no, like, I called her out. I was like, Ryan, don't get in this car. Don't get in this car.
Yeah, I canceled on Uber, and then she reported me to Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So then I had to talk to Uber about her, and then, so I filed a report.
You're glazing over my favorite part, which is the fact that I called her out.
Yeah, you did call her.
And you said that I gave you, like, half-mast, because I'm always really nice to people, but for her, I'm like, you really fucked up that night.
Yeah, you really called her out.
Yeah. It was great. I had you like really a lollipop.
You really ripped into her.
I was like putting my lollipop in her face. Like,
you're like, nah, bitch. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, she was denying it. She's like, it wasn't me.
I was like, no deal.
I was like, you know what? You ripped us off and I gave you $20 because I felt bad because Ryan called you stupid. But you are stupid. Report us. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, she did. She did report us.
Yeah, she did report us.
I reported her.
She followed through.
I reported her after, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Good times. Some petty bullshit.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's not do that.
Oh, okay. Well, I just want to warn people in the area.
We don't have to be that petty.
No, yeah, we don't put people on blast. I'm just worried that she'll, you know, fuck somebody else over. Anyway.
Yes, I know her name, but all right.
It's okay. So Ryan's new podcast.
Okay, so this podcast is called Broken, Jeffrey Epstein. It's hosted by Ariel Levy. They tell the full story of Jeffrey Epstein. That's been like 3 episodes of this fucking thing. there's episode 1. It was like, it's called Their Day in Court. It's about how the criminal case died with Epstein. And how the hunt for his millions. So now they're looking for all his money. Like, where'd the fucking money go?
Huh.
Like, they killed the case. But where's all that fucking millions that he made? And episode 2 is called Lady Ghislaine. It's all about
his right-hand woman,
Ghislaine Maxwell, and how she recruited like young girls for him. She was out there recruiting, like convincing girls to go have sex with Jeffrey Epstein. Like, oh, we just gotta give him a massage and give him a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
They turned into like sex slaves. It's pretty fucked up. And then episode 3 is In the Shadows of the Towers. It's all about the Towers financial scandal. It's one of the biggest Ponzi schemes in U.S. history before Bernie Madoff. And it was orchestrated by your boy there, Jeffrey Epstein.
Why is he my boy?
Your boy.
Oh, my God. Well, I just have to say, because you told me about this prior to recording, and the biggest selling point for me is that it's way worse than we already know.
Yeah.
They go in deep. So I subscribed immediately. I want to hear
I'm
it.
Just doing bullet points right here. I'm just, mm-hmm. It's way worse than
but
that.
But you think, because it's in the news a lot, but you think you know everything, and apparently you
it's
don't.
It's so bad, man. It's
worse than really it already bad. Is. Wow.
I give 3 hugs and a goodnight kiss.
Oh, that's sweet. Oh, that was really cute, actually.
Do you have a segment thing?
Do I have a segment? Nah. Don't you have another newbie? Ryan's new podcast.
I got one more. I usually do 3, but...
It's been one hell of a 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did one called Culpable, but I listened to it like 2 weeks ago, so I can't even remember even what happened. So,
so you're culpable?
Yeah, I'm culpable. I'm going to do... Number 2 is Life Kit. It's a podcast that's... a how-to guide for all of the life's experience. It's tools to help you get it together, man.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much. The episode listed was called Paperwork Appointments and Repairs, Managing Adult Responsibility.
Oh.
It's hosted by Chris Arnold. It's a pretty helpful podcast that helps you organize how to pay your bills, appointments, and all the responsibilities that go on your to-do list. Yeah, I give it 2 handshakes and a high five.
That sounds pretty neat, actually. Something that you never...
self-help thing.
Yeah, something that you would never, like, seek out, and then you find out that it exists, and you're like, oh, this could actually be really helpful.
Yeah, it's like, here's how you organize this. They got shit on parenting. They got a bunch of episodes. Like,
oh, okay. I need to learn how to parent better.
Whatever you're into, you know. But
yeah.
I just read this one. I don't know why.
No,
I don't really do too much paperwork or appointments or repairs, but...
You do a lot of repairs.
I do repairs, yeah.
I do the paperworks and appointments. I do the paperworks. I do the paperworks.
I manage all the adult responsibilities.
Uh-huh. Yeah, like the adult, yeah, the fun adult stuff.
Do you have anything or are we going to nay?
We're going to nay, and as a matter of fact, you have my nay.
Do you have a nay?
You have my nay.
Oh, you can
One
do
of
it.
Your nays is my nay.
You can do it then.
All right. It is a show called Invisibilia.
All right.
With Elise Spiegel and Hunter Rosen. This episode is called The Profile. A girl who's a producer, it was her story, and her friend told her that she saw on, what was it, Bumble? A dating site.
Tinder or something.
Yeah, one of those things.
One of those things.
It was her boyfriend had a profile on there. And so she got all paranoid and was asking him, and,
you know. Of course he's not on there. He's like, it's not me.
Yeah, he's like, it's not me, you know, I don't know. And he was like, oh, well. And then she's like, but somebody's using your likeness to talk to women. And so it became an investigative story about who possibly could have used her boyfriend's likeness.
Yeah, and then they found the guy and confronted him.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out they faked the ending.
Why would you do that? Oh, yeah, because we're telling Nick, because we don't even want them to hear it.
You don't want to hear it. Don't waste your time.
Yeah, so basically they found
That's why it's bad, because they faked the ending.
That's true. I'm sorry. Yeah, why not spoil the news?
That's why I'm naying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they found the dude, air quotes, and had, like, the most forced fake conversation where the guy was like, I'm sorry, you know, I just did it because I'm not that good and I swear I didn't do anything and I'll give you all the records and everything. And then she was like, guess what? He's my partner from my improv class. and I just wanted this to blur the lines. I misled you. Just, and it's like, no, we knew that it was fake. Like, yeah. It was so fake.
Yeah, and hey, guess what? Your boyfriend's cheating on you.
Yeah. Wow, you went to great lengths to avoid the reality of it.
Yeah. You need to face up to reality, Invisibilia. There's an invisible force called cheating.
Yeah. Sometimes people lie to people.
Yeah, sometimes people lie. That's invisible. It's not that invisible, man. Get it. Whatever.
You should listen to it anyway just to see how fake this was.
Well, I mean, man.
It's real that this happened to her, like, but oh, her resolution was fake as fuck.
I'm like, oh, this guy's cheating. I'm like, oh, they found the guy. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I'm like,
then you hear the guy, and you're like, that's not the guy.
She's like, that wasn't really a guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? He's cheating on you. You dumb, dude.
The whole thing was that she was
like, I felt bad for her, and then I'm like, oh, fuck.
No. Yeah, just the way that she wrapped it up was really pretentious. She was like, I blurred the lines. You don't know what's real or what's fake, and this just proves it. You know, like, I'm sorry that I misled you guys. And I'm like, I wasn't misled. I knew that this was fishy as fuck.
Fake as fuck, dude.
Yeah. You didn't do good. Not good. Invisibilia is an otherwise pretty decent show.
I kind of feel bad that her boyfriend cheated on her and had a Tinder profile.
But it's very embarrassing that she went to great lengths to make a popular, you know, an episode for a popular podcast and make a really bad episode at that.
Yeah, that was a bad idea.
So, thank you. We're on the same page. But what's your other name?
I got another name. It's called Endless Thread. It's a show that takes Reddit stories and dives deep with hosts Ben Brock Johnson and Amory Cyberston. The episode I listened to is called Speak Memory. It's all about how Alexa and Siri and Google, they store the things we say. And it's about how a woman whose loved one, he actually died. And she got access to the records of recordings of like all the things he would say to like Google or like Siri, be like, Google, do this, blah, blah, blah. So, and it actually helped her with it, like, her grieving process. But the reason I didn't like it is because, like, there's all these devices recording everything we say, and it's fucked up.
Yeah, recorder, we're talking to you.
Yeah. Zoom. Recording everything I say. It's fucked up. I don't want everyone to know this.
Yes. No, except for everyone, and you're doing your primary function.
I know, but I don't want, like, Google keeping tabs on, like, everything I like, or, like...
It's not billed as that. It's not a recorder.
But it is.
Well, yeah, it is. And that's so fucked up.
This proves that it is. It's like, they're trying to make it sound like a good thing. I'm like, oh, that's really sweet. But I'm like, wait a minute. They're just recording everything you're saying, dude.
Yeah, that's not a positive thing.
That's not good, man.
I mean,
so that's a nay, dude. I'm sorry.
If they did stress the negative aspects,
like if
of
you
that,
died, maybe I'd want all your Alexa things, or hey Google, do this.
Alexa, give me fake titties and butt sex.
Yeah, maybe it'd help me. I don't see how that would help me even. It's kind of fucked up.
At the same time, like your average.
Well, it helped her. Well, that's what helped her. So, but it helped her. But that, like, the average person doesn't want to be recorded all the time.
No, nobody wants to be recorded all the time.
Unless we're podcasters.
Well,
we
yeah,
do, but...
I mean, I got like 90 episodes, so well, I can do, refer back yeah. to that. At the same time, no, that's not what the software, or that's not what the product is for.
Yeah, and cops can even go into like your Alexa, then go into your Google Home thing, then go into your fucking whatever, Siri, and see what recordings are on there. To investigate like a crime.
The fact that it was framed positively is very fucked up.
It's messed up. I just think it's fucked up.
Well, you know, it's positive in this aspect, but they should have talked about all the bad things and misleading things about it.
Yeah, they never did.
Yeah. Like, we, oh, sorry.
Like, talk to your Alexa.
We got an Alexa as a gift, and we promptly put it underneath our bathroom sink unplugged. Because we don't want it recording our every statement.
It's true.
All right. Well, good choice. I will avoid that one.
Do you have something? Or...
I got, like, a special shout-out.
Yeah, dude.
What is my special shout-out? Fuck. I guess I do have one.
I got one. I'll let you find it. I'll say mine.
Yeah, say yours while I find
it. So my special shout-out is The Worst Idea of All Time. It's a show where comedians Guy Montgomery and Tim Batt review a movie once a week, every week, for a year. This week's episode is called The Worst London Marathon. Guy and Tim are joined by British comedian Glenn Moore to watch back-to-back Sex and the City, We Are Your Friends, Sex and the City 2, and Grown Ups 2. They watched them and then did a live review at the London Podcast Festival. It was pretty funny.
Those guys are amazing.
But they did all the segments, you know, like, Paris was part of time. Every segment for, like, every,
All their movies.
All the movies, yeah.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
And, like, Shining Lights, I imagine.
Yeah, there's all the Shining Lights. And, yep.
Those guys are charming as fuck.
Like the Steve Buscemi mystery tour. And, like, what's in the MacBook Pro box.
Yes.
all the segments. Well, it's in Mr. Big's Big Book of Ideas. Shit like that.
You really have to listen to every single episode, and then you feel like you're in on the joke.
Yeah, you really have to be in on the joke. You have to take that journey.
Right. You feel like you're their, like, friend, because you're right there with them.
Yeah, I get it. This is really funny to me, but probably wouldn't be funny if you started with that one.
No, definitely not.
Well, it's pretty good. So shout out, Worst Idea of All Time. Do you have a thing?
I can't find mine. So shout out to Delia being done.
Shout out to robots. Shout out to Floodlands.
That's right.
Shout out to Ocho Duro Parlay Hour. Shout out to Horror Zone 607. Shout out to Three Fat Nerds and Three Fat Nerds Wrestling.
Okay. I think we got our bases covered. So we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. You can call us if you want, 607-296-7297. Yo, do us a favor and review us, even if it's a bad review. We got tons of listeners, still no reviews. I don't know why you guys are doing this to us, but it's driving me crazy and I can't sleep at night. All right, well, we'll see you next week. We love you. Bye.